this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束，听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4. Part 3, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. What are you doing in here, sir? Didn't you see the private sign over there?
I'm sorry, I didn't notice it when I came in. I'm looking for the manager's office.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 12. Mike, what's the problem? You've known for months the report is due today.
I know, but I'm afraid I need another few days. The data is harder to interpret than I expected.
What does the man mean? Question 13. Excuse me, Tony, has my parcel from New York arrived?
Unfortunately, it's been delayed due to the bad weather.
What is the woman waiting for? Question 14. Pam said we won't have the psychology test until the end of next week.
Ellen, you should know better than to take Pam's words for anything.
What does the man imply about Pam? Question 15. Tom, will you please watch my suitcase for a minute? I need to go make a quick phone call.
Yeah, sure. Take your time. Our train doesn't leave for another 20 minutes.
What does the man mean?
Question 16. Frankly, Mary is not what I'd call easygoing.
I see. People in our neighborhood find it hard to believe she's my twin sister.
What does the woman imply? Question 17. How soon do you think this can be cleaned?
We have same-day service, sir. You can pick up your suit after 5 o'clock.
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 18. I really enjoyed that piece you just played on the piano. I bet you get a lot of requests for it.
You said it. People just can't get enough of it.
What do we learn from the conversation? Now, you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I'm Teresa Chang, and I'll be interviewing you. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And you, Miss Chang?
Good, thanks. Can you tell me something about your experience in this kind of work?
Well, for several years, I managed a department for the Brownstone Company in Detroit, Michigan. Now I work part-time because I also go to school at night. I'm getting a business degree.
Oh, how interesting. Tell me, why do you want to leave your present job?
I'll finish school in a few months, and I'd like a full-time position with more responsibility.
And why would you like to work for our company?
Because I know your company's work, and I like it.
Could you please tell me about your special skills and interests?
Of course. I'm good at computers and I can speak Spanish. I used to take classes in Spanish at the local college, and I like traveling a lot.
Can you give me any references?
Yes, certainly. You can talk to Mr. McCall, my boss, at the Brownstone Company. I could also give you the names and numbers of several of my teachers.
All right, Mr. Jones. And would you like to ask me any questions?
Yes. I wonder when I'll be informed about my application for the job.
Well, we'll let you know as soon as possible. Let's stay in touch. Thank you very much for coming this afternoon.
Thank you.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What does the man say about his working experience? Question 20. Why does the man want to leave his present job? Question 21. What is the man interested in? Question 22. What question did the man ask the woman? Question 23.
Conversation 2. Lisa, Lisa, over here, darling. It's wonderful to see you. Oh, Lisa, you look marvelous.
Oh, Paul, you look tired. 2 months away in the capital? Paul, I think you've been working too hard.
I'm fine. The city's very hot at this time of the year. It's good to get back to some fresh air. You know, Lisa, what they say about pregnant women really is true.
What's that, Paul?
They say they look beautiful.
Well, I've had a lot of attention while you've been studying hard on your course in D.C.
Oh?
Oh, don't worry. All from men over 50. Father has told all his business friends the good news about the baby, and the phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Oh, look, darling, there's a taxi.
Paul, tell me about this special project you mentioned on the phone. You sounded very excited about it.
You know, I've learned a lot from the project. I'm surprised that we're still in business.
That's because we have a wonderful sales manager. You.
Thanks. But that's not the problem at all. Lisa, our little company, and it is little compared to the giants in the city, our little company's in danger. We're out of date. We need to expand. If we don't, we'll be swallowed up by one of the giants. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What do we learn about Lisa? Question 24. What do we learn about the man from the conversation? Question 25. What does the man say about his company?
Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Farmington, Utah, is a more pleasant community since a local girls' 4-H club improved Main Street. 6 4-H girls worked to clean a 72-foot curbside that was covered with weeds, rocks, and trash. Each member volunteered to clean up and to dig and plant 5 flats of flowers. They also took turns in watering, weeding, and maintaining the plot. Participation in this project helped the girls develop a new attitude towards the appearance of their own homes. They have learned how to work with tools and have improved their work habits. One mother said that before her daughter was involved in this project, she would not even pull a weed. The experience on Main Street stimulated self-improvement and encouraged members to take pride in their home grounds and in the total community. City officials cooperated with the 4-H members in planting trees, building cooking facilities, picnic tables, swings, and public restrooms. The 4-H girls planted trees and took care of them during the early stages of growth. The Total Park project needed more plantings in the following years. Members of the 4-H club agreed to follow the project through to completion, because they received satisfaction from the results of constructive work. The project is a growing one and has spread from the park to the school and the shopping center. Trees and flowers have all been planted in the shopping center, making the atmosphere pleasant.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What do we learn about Main Street in Farmington? Question 27. What did the 4-H Club members do about the curbside? Question 28. What have the 4-H girls learned from the project? Question 29. Why did the 4-H girls agree to follow the park project through to completion? Passage 2. According to a survey on reading conducted in 2001 by the U.S. National Education Association, young Americans say reading is important, more important than computers and science. Over 50% of the 12 to 18-year-olds interviewed said they enjoy reading a lot. 79% find it stimulating and interesting, and 87% think it is relaxing. About 68% of those surveyed disagree with the opinion that reading is boring or old-fashioned. Over half the teenagers interviewed said they read more than 10 books a year. The results also showed that middle school students read more books than high schoolers. Over 66% of teens like to read fiction, such as novels and stories. Only 26% were interested in nonfiction, such as history books. 64% of students listed reading stories about people my own age as their favorite topic. Mysteries and detective stories came second on the list at 53%. Just under 50% said they were interested in reading about their own culture and tradition. Of the teenagers who participated in the survey, 49% said that libraries are where they get most of their books. However, many complain that their school libraries do not have enough up-to-date, interesting books and magazines. Even though many teenagers in the U.S. enjoy reading, they still have other interests. When asked which activity would be the most difficult to give up for a week, 48% said listening to music. TV would be difficult to give up for 25% of those surveyed.
Question 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. What does the survey on teenager reading show? Question 31. What books are most popular among teenagers according to the survey? Question 32. What activity do teenagers find the most difficult to give up for a week? Passage 3. Thank you for coming, everyone. Today's presentation will show how we see the development of the motor car in the short to medium term. And that is why we have invited all of you here today. Let's start with power. It's clear that petrol-driven engines have no future. Already, there are many alternative fuel vehicles on the market, powered by anything from solar power to natural gas. Some independent thinkers have even produced cars that run on vegetable oil. But as we all know, of all these alternative fuel vehicles, the most practical are electric vehicles. Sure, in the past electric vehicles had their problems, namely a limited driving range and very few recharging points, which limited their use. Now, however, recent developments in electric vehicle technology mean they can match conventional petrol engines in terms of performance and safety. Let's not forget that electric vehicles are cleaner. Plus, importantly, the power source is rechargeable, so this does not involve using any valuable resources. Moving on to communications. Very soon, cars will be linked to GPS satellites, so they'll do all the driving for you. What controls remain for the users will be audio-based. So, for example, you'll just have to say, a bit warmer, and the air conditioning will adjust automatically. You'll also be able to receive email, music, and movies, all via an internet link. So just tap in the destination you want, sit back, sleep, watch a movie, whatever.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What is the presentation mainly about? Question 34. What used to restrict the use of electric vehicles? Question 35. What does the speaker say about electric vehicles of today? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people? He's about to commit suicide when he's interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he's turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he's more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper. so he agrees to sign. But soon Smith is reporting the news even before it happens, and it's all terrible, one disaster after another. Anyway, there's a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone, because the stories are fascinating. They're not realistic, but then again, in a way, they are, because they deal with human nature.
Now, the passage will be read again. My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people. He's about to commit suicide when he's interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he's turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon, he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he's more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper. So he agrees to sign. But soon Smith is reporting the news even before it happens. And it's all terrible. One disaster after another. Anyway, there's a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone because the stories are fascinating. They're not realistic, but then again, in a way, they are because they deal with human nature.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people? He's about to commit suicide when he's interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he's turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he's more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper. So he agrees to sign. But soon Smith is reporting the news even before it happens, and it's all terrible. One disaster after another. Anyway, there's a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone, because the stories are fascinating. They're not realistic, but then again, in a way, they are, because they deal with human nature.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。